told an emergency meeting of the Security Council on Friday why he invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter for the first time since 1971.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences.
The UN Secretary General told the Security Council Hamas's brutality against Israelis on October 7th, quote, can never justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. About 200,000 Israelis have been evacuated from their homes and communities near the border with Gaza in the south or Lebanon in the north. Linda Gradstein reports from near Jerusalem.
All of the evacuees have been living in limbo in hotels and guest houses all over Israel, including the Ya'arim Hotel at Ma'aleh HaChamisha outside of Jerusalem. They say they don't know when or if they will feel safe enough to return. Or Amar Ashush is from a community very close to the Gaza border. She says nobody can promise them that another Hamas assault won't happen. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'aleh HaChamisha, Israel.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election, a move that will allow the former KGB spy to stay in power until at least 2030. Putin, who was handed the presidency by Boris Yeltsin on the last day of 1999, has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. This is VOA News. Teams of veteran negotiators fanned out Friday at the United Nations Climate Conference with orders to get the strongest, most ambitious